Module 10, How to Create Insignificant Events and Manifest Your Goals. Okay, you have now experienced the four meditations. You may use any of the four at any time, but for the first time, do use the basic meditation. Even if you're comfortable with the others, start with the basic. When you do the meditations by yourself, choose whichever you fancy at that particular time. Sometimes you'll want to go really deep, and sometimes just a light meditation. This time, for the meditation, I'm going to use a deeper meditation because we're going to set an insignificant event with a twin self for the manifestation of one of your goals. As I mentioned in the first module, a source foundation is an insignificant event that leads to a major effect. There are many insignificant events that take place with the passing of every day of your life, every minute of your life. Most of them are overlooked. I used to tell a story during the seminars on this particular subject. I love this particular story. It's metaphorical, of course. It was a story of a leaf that changed the world. It went like this. Now, I'm talking about an insignificant event having a major effect, of course. One sunny day in Yorba Linda, a small suburb just south of Los Angeles in California, of course, there's a park. On this particular day, a caterpillar was inching along the ground when it came to a leaf. Now, it couldn't climb the leaf because the leaf fell over with the weight of the caterpillar. And so the caterpillar turned away from the leaf and crawled up a bench that was in the park. The bench was for people to sit on and to rest for a while. Just as the caterpillar reached the seat of the bench, a man came and sat down. Squish! He had seated himself on the caterpillar and squashed it. Reaching down to the back of his pants, he felt the residue of the caterpillar. Yuck! He went home to change his pants and then took them to the local cleaners. While there, he met a young lady, and they started to talk. Finding that they had much in common, they went out for lunch and soon started to go steady. They dated, married, and had a child. The child was very bright and breezed through school. He then went on to university and law school, then into politics. End result is that because a caterpillar bumped into a leaf, Richard Nixon became president of the United States. Now that was a source foundation. The insignificant event was the leaf. As far-fetched as that story seems, it isn't. Something in Mr. Nixon's past was as insignificant as that leaf. There are many things of that nature in your past as well. Because of their insignificance, it's difficult to think of any of them. And so in the meditation that follows this module, you're going to create one. You're going to create an insignificant event. The next module is a quantum jump meditation about creating a new source foundation. That's the insignificant event. To manifest a goal that you want to happen at some future time. Because we can't follow every insignificant event to its conclusion, we use the quantum jump to set our own conscious events. A conscious event is insignificant, but as it is consciously laid down as a programming device, it's designed to have a significant result. A few years ago, tens of thousands of people who were trying to sell their homes buried a statue of St. Joseph on their front lawn with St. Joseph facing the street. Some people buried the statue upside down. Now that was a Conscious Source Foundation. The burying of the statue was an insignificant thing. It was an insignificant event. Now, does that sound silly? Superstitious? Maybe. But then again, a lot of houses were sold, believe it or not. Even today, if you search the internet for St. Joseph sells houses, you'll get a ton of information about how so many people were successful in selling their homes after burying the statue. People who buried the statue of St. Joseph were setting a conscious event, a conscious, insignificant event. Nonsense? Probably. But what if it isn't? What if there is some universal energy at work that we know very little or nothing about? I believe it exists. And I'm not talking about the St. Joseph statue now. I'm talking about any icon of a similar nature. I believe not only that it exists, but I believe it can be useful. Now, is that bad? It just is. Energy just is. Energy itself is neither good nor bad. It only becomes as it relates to you. You can use energy for good things and for bad things. An example would be a rainstorm. The rain is good for the farmer, good for replenishing the city's water supply, but bad for the person drowning in a torrent of a river that's caused by the rain. Fire is good when it cooks your food and heats your home, but very bad when it burns down your house. Fire and rain, like all things, are neither good nor bad. They just are. They become as they affect you. Now, this is the energy that we bring back from a parallel universe. The energy is universal. Therefore, it's there with your twin self as well. The difference being your twin self has already used the energy available and succeeded. How do I know he succeeded or she succeeded? Because that's the universe you're going to. That's your intention. That energy is what you want to bring back to this dimension, this universe, for your success. In your life, as I've said time and again, there are many insignificant things that caused great effects. What are some of those things in your own life? Think now, as you listen to me, about any little thing that happened when you were younger, things that ultimately proved to have detrimental effects. It might be something that happened between you and your parents, or your brother and sister, or cousin, or any other relative. It may be something that took place between you and one of your teachers, or priest, minister, pastor, imam, or rabbi, or maybe something that you did or said or didn't do or say. It may be something that took place that you're not proud of, or something that you feared. Whatever it is, you'll find happening right now in a parallel universe. It'll be taking place between your twin self and another, as it did for you. But this time, you can intervene. You can learn from it, and you can be helped by it. Those events are the ones that control you. Those are the ones that create unhappiness, fear, anger, resentment, failure, negative images, self-sabotage, and a host of negative things. Things are different now. Instead of being controlled by outer forces that you know nothing about, it's your turn to be in control. It's time to set your own conscious events, insignificant when instigated, but having far-reaching beneficial results. For this quantum jumping meditation exercise, we're going to use the basic jump to go to your twin self to set the event. Or rather, you will use the basic jump to go to a twin self who has already set the event. Think now about going to a parallel universe, a parallel dimension, as some would call it, to visit a twin self of yours. But it will be a twin self of many years ago. Remember that in an infinite world, there's no time, as all conceivable times are happening right now. All conceivable times are available. You can go to a twin self of any age. I'll guide you through the meditation. Remember, please, when you visit a twin self, it may seem like a daydream, like something that you're making up as you go along. And that's fine. But each thought you have contains an energy. This energy can be like a will-o'-the-wisp, like a cloud that's dissipated by a breeze. Or it can be an energy that runs a locomotive or a jet plane. It all depends on you. Just by creating the scene, you will generate, you will build this energy. How strong the energy will be is solely dependent on the belief that you have in the quantum jumping technique. Just go along with it and act as if you are going through the situation that comes up when, during the meditation, I suggest creating your insignificant event. Just imagine yourself creating some event. What kind of an event? Recall the words, insignificant event. Insignificant could be anything. Now, your twin self will first go through the scene, set the insignificant event, and then you will act out the scene in the same way as did your twin self. The more of these events we set, the brighter your life will be and the healthier your body will be. Okay. Now, here's how the next module goes. This one, you can play it often. As a matter of fact, I recommend that you play one of the meditation modules every day until you begin to use the resources whenever choices come up, whenever they present themselves. After a while, you won't even have to jump to your twin self. You'll just draw the right information and right energy to you automatically. That's because the energy buildup is cumulative. It builds. I was working on a painting the other day, and after trying a few different colors for a background and sky, I grew a bit frustrated, and I gave up. I was just sitting and staring at the canvas when a thought came in from nowhere. It's a famous story about Robert the Bruce, who, when forging his empire, was beaten back 6 times in a row. Finally, he gave up. Sitting dejectedly in his tent, he saw a spider spinning a web. It swung itself from one strand to another, but couldn't reach it. The spider swung again and again and again. This went on for 6 swings, missed every time. And then on the 7th try, the spider reached the strand and then proceeded to build a web. Well, Robert the Bruce, Robert took heart from the persistence of the spider, and he attacked one more time. And with that drive, he won the battle and went on to become King of Scotland. Why I thought about that story, I don't know. Going back to the painting, I used still another blend of color, and the result was astonishing. The work is titled St. Patrick Street, and you can see it at birdsart.us. Where that story of Robert, King of Scotland, came from, I don't know. But I believe it came from a doppelganger who can contact me just as easily as I can contact him. When you've done quantum jumping for a while, a door is opened, and it swings both ways. And as I've mentioned before, the entire concept of my art is due entirely to a quantum jump I personally made some years ago. Some may call that intuition, but I believe that intuition is an energy that can be strengthened, and one way to do it is to utilize the quantum jumping concepts. Point being, after you use the concept of reaching into another dimension, many things come to you spontaneously. I recommend that you do the meditations, go into different twin selves, a variety of selves. Keep at it, and eventually you will come out ahead. And now for the insignificant event meditation. During the following module, you'll be setting an IE, IE, of course, being insignificant event. Of course, before you create this event, you must have something in mind that will be the ultimate result of your IE. Intent is vital. Just listen to the module after finding yourself a relaxed place where you'll be undisturbed for 15 minutes or so. And, of course, you don't want to play any of the meditations in a moving vehicle. So, just listen to the module, and I will guide you through until you yourself have to take over. Because I'm not going to create this insignificant event for you. You must do it. You do it again, and then you can do it once again at other times. Okay, we'll now begin. So just relax, and here comes the next module.